Well, one of your semi-final places decided last night, a pretty close shave between Killeclawher and Dromore. Killeclawher coming out by a point, Union.
Aye, it was a typical championship game between two neighbours. Hard hitting, everything you want in a championship game. Just a second half goal from McFadden was the difference between the two teams. And Killeclawher's back-to-back county finals now.
Going on to the tomorrow's game, Clonoe and Coal Island. Would it be fair to say of the two, maybe Clonoe have shown the better form?
Well, to be fair, they definitely had the tougher route to this stage anyway. Clonoe took two attempts to get past Oma and in the first round and left it very, very late on both occasions to get the draw the first day. And Danny McNulty scoring a goal the last kick of the game in the replay got them through against to the quarterfinal against Carrickmore. Again, another tough battle between Carrickmore and Clonoe, and you know, Carrickmore for long stages looked like they were going to go to semi-final, but Danny McNulty again just in the 60th minute finds a net and Clonoe closes it out in injury time.
In Tyrone Championship Football, St Enda's Oma and Carrickmore are two big scalps.
Oh, there would be, aye. Now, to be fair, if you were picking a route, you know, you definitely wouldn't be picking Oma in the first round, Carrickmore in the quarter final, and having to play your neighbours and your biggest rivals in the semi final. But listen, Clonoe, they're well battle hardened at this stage, and they have experience of winning championships as well. Their last one was in 2013, so, you know, they're hungry for more.
And talk to me about Coal Island.
Coal Island now, they're sitting second in the league. They've been going well. Now, they've two comprehensive victories against Galway and Kildare. Now, games they would have been expected to win and win well, but, you know, there's a ruthlessness about Coal Island that hasn't been there in a while. They have a new manager in this year, Guy John McKeever, that managed Cookstown to their last All-Ireland intermediate title. So, he has been moving well, with pace all over the field. They've putting up, racking up some big scores, and you know, it's just a mouth-watering contest to score.
And tell me, Eunan, who are the men to watch on both sides?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Danny McNulty has been scoring goals for fun. I think he's 3 goals so far in this championship, and 2 of them in late. So Coal Island have to keep a close eye on him. Give for Clonoe, Declan McClure in the middle of the field, son of Harry that used to play midfield for Tyrone in the 80s and 90s. Put in big shifts so far. Of course, BJ Lavery was in the county panel for a while, and he's still playing great football for Clonoe, or for Coal Island, sorry. Dermot Thornton's been putting up some big scores from play and from place balls. Stephen McNally at wing forward has been outstanding. He's burning teams for pace, and there's a lot of pace in that Coal Island team, difference all over the field, but you know, he would be the man to watch now. He's making them tick.
Is it fair to say it's looked upon as a 50-50 game?
Oh, absolutely. You know, even if the two teams, Clonoe's form coming into the championship was patchy enough in the league.